Yeah, all right.
Oh, who is that fox lady?
It's Coco Love.
Coco Love.
Sent from up above.
That's my lady. She's so sexy, so sweet, so fine.
Oh, she is so fine.
Chocolate, yeah. Give it to me, baby. It's your boy, she will love her. I've been waiting, I ain't seen you in a long, long time. Your body looking all tasty and chocolatey, yeah. I love it. Give it to me, baby, the Chronicles.
I wanna jam, baby.
Talk to me, baby, talk to me. That sexy little voice of y'all's. Let me get some R&B, some soul to move my body. Yeah.
Coco Love.
Chronicles. Nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9, the biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for checking me out. We got a wonderful show lined up for you tonight. Editor-in-chief of The Source magazine, Bonsu Thompson, will be in the building. Damian Lemon has a show tonight, so good luck to him. And I hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Mine was well spent. I volunteered in Brooklyn, Sunset Park to be exact. My first time ever in that neighborhood. I'm pretty sure it will be my last unless I have a car. But it was definitely a good experience for me because I've been wanting to volunteer for Thanksgiving for quite some time. And I'm glad that I was able to do it. It was for an organization called Turning Point. It was for some, I would say, children that have lost their way. They were basically in a shelter. I believe they might have had some drug issues, domestic issues, but it was a good experience for us to go out and cook for them. And I had a good day. I was up early on Thanksgiving and I went to Brooklyn and we served the food. They were happy and we spoke to them and let them know that everything will be okay. And no matter what they may be facing, they'll be able to overcome it, because all of us, all of the people that volunteered had a different story. And I was so pleased to do that. And you never know what people are going through. There were chefs there that had some serious stories and they had a serious life and things that happened. And looking at them, you wouldn't know that they had all of these things going for them. But you realize that they do have something within their heart, within their spirit, to make them want to reach out to other people that are less fortunate, given the fact that they have made it. And so that's just a testimony that you can go through many things, many trials, tribulations, ordeals, but you will still be able to make it. So that was a good experience for me. And I'm thankful that I was able to participate. So shout out to Miss Sweet Potato. That's her her Twitter name. Her real name is Iman. So shout out to her and the other girls and one gentleman that volunteered, because it was a really nice event and I'm glad that I was able to participate. And I'm sure other people were doing other things, like spending time with their families on Thanksgiving, which is a typical thing. But my family, we, for one, aren't that close. And two, since my brother is not in the States on Thanksgiving, we don't do much. Me and my mom do not cook. One year, I swear, we sat in the house and looked at each other. And then I left to participate in Black Friday Madness. But I feel like, you know, that's just a day where you can give to others because you were able to make it. Because I made it this year and it was tough. It was real tough, not only for me, but for a lot of people that have been dealing with financial woes, health woes, physical woes. It's been a tough year. So I'm grateful that I was able to see another Thanksgiving, you know, because other people have not been able to see other Thanksgivings. But we're going to get right back into the show. Just wanted to open it up with the little Thanksgiving chat. And Bonsu will be here momentarily. But right now, we're going to get into some music. I have Swizz Beatz featuring Estelle. So keep it locked to WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles.
And in the air for the UK. Hey.
DJ play the beat. 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 DJ play the beat.
hey, dude, I remember you. DJ play the beat, DJ play the beat. I seen them come, I seen them go. From the block without showing my DJ, something you can never buy. Even if you say the stacks are bigger than mine. I said I got it times too. It's been a couple years, don't you come around. You want the one? DJ, get on down.
I said, it's the type of song that the DJs play. Still in the party, rockin' all day. Swizzy on the beat, you know the boy don't play. One hand in the air for the UK.
You
want
the one?
This the type of song that the DJs play. Still in the party, rockin' all day. Swizzy on the beat, you know the boy don't play. One hand in the air for the UK.
DJ play the beat, DJ play the beat,
WBMB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. That was Swizz Beatz featuring Estelle with DJ Play the Beat. I'm feeling that. It's kind of cute. You know, it's cute in the club. You know, when you do a little two-step, one-step, no-step. All right, so what's going on in the world today? The Grammy nominees were announced last night. Eminem is leading the pack with 10. Wow. I had no idea. I had no idea that, I guess his album was pretty good. I don't know. I like Eminem. I used to like him when he first came out more. So I guess when he was angry and crazy. But, you know, I guess he recovered. And that was the name of his album, Recovery. So he came out on top with that one. Drake was nominated for Album of the Year. Kanye West was not able to be nominated because his album came out after the deadline. And his album is pretty freaking awesome. And I love it. And I actually purchased it in the store. And I was able to finally play it on my little bootleg CD player in my house. And so I'm loving it. Some tracks I want to play, but it doesn't sound the same if you clean them. So I probably won't be able to play many of the songs eventually, but Blame Game is definitely my ish. And if you have not heard it, you definitely need to get it. But it loses its essence when you clean it, because you need that MF-er in that song. You need that B, you know, you need it. And you can't play that song because it's a little dirty. It's a little dirty, but I like it. You know what I mean? And the numbers were out for the album sales. Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday came out last week also. And she did fairly well. A lot of people are not happy with the album. But they support it. And I'm glad that people did support her, because she has worked hard. Granted, she may be a character. She may be everything known to man as negative. But she's out there making major movements for herself and for women. And, you know, Little Kim needs to take a seat. And I don't know why. I mean, I'm sure she's trying to get relevant again. But honestly, I don't think people really care too tough. I mean, unless you're like a real diehard Lil Kim fan, I don't know any of them. You know, you just got to give credit where credit is due. She did try to come with the Black Friday. I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't impressed. Was not impressed. And it shows that she's angry. And but like when you show anger to someone, they own you. I haven't heard Nicki come out saying anything since this Black Friday came out. Maybe she did, but honestly, I didn't say anything. I didn't hear anything. So according to the YBF, Pink Friday moved 375,000 copies, taking the second spot to Kanye's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which sold 496,000 copies. She falls behind Lauryn Hill, who sold 423,000 copies of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And how about, I was just listening to that album the other day, that album will never get old. It will never get old. It's a classic and I love it. And it's unfortunate that she is not the same Lauryn Hill, but you know, we do have to accept change. But she has really just fell off the face of the earth. I mean, she did perform at some concerts this summer, but she hasn't made an album since that album. I used to run When It Hurts So Bad when I was in high school. I used to love that song. Okay, back. Lil Kim's highest first week sales was in the year 2000 with the Notorious K.I.M. pushing 230 units. Lil Kim, sit down. Okay. All right. But I did buy the Notorious K.I.M. because I did like that album. I can't even front. I did like it. Nicki Minaj is definitely making waves for female MCs. And a lot of them aren't doing anything. Kaya tried to come at her. But really, Kaya? I wonder what Nicki had to say. Probably just laughed it off. Because Kaya, you had one song, ma. One song. My Neck, My Back. That's your claim to fame. Thug Mrs. Go somewhere. She need to sit her ass down, too. That's all I have to say about that. Okay, so that's the Kanye West and Nicki Minaj news, because they were basically on everyone's lips last week. Granted, other things were happening that were serious in the world, but this is what people were talking about. Nicki Minaj wasn't nominated. She was featured on some songs. So Ludacris was nominated for My Chick Bad, so she was on that, so she was nominated too also. And then There was a lot of nominees, especially for the R&B. There's a lot of people that I'm happy to have been nominated. Let's see who we have. Best Female R&B, Faith Evans, Gone Already. Bittersweet by Fantasia, my song of the year right now. Everything to Me, Monica. Tired, Kelly Price. I haven't even heard that song. I'm not even sure what it sounds like. But good for Kelly Price for being nominated for a Grammy, and she hasn't even been on the scene like that. Holding You Down, Going in Circles, Jasmine Sullivan. Best Male R&B, Second Chance, El DeBarge. Finding My Way Back, another song that I am feeling, by Jaheim. Why Would You Stay by Kim. We're Still Friends, Kirk Whalum and Music Soul Child. And There Goes My Baby, which gets major play on the adult AC stations and probably on the pop top 40 stations as well, because Usher is that dude. Best Urban Alternative Performance, and I'm proud of this one, Bilal with Little One. CeeLo Green, F.U., Orion, Carolyn Malachi, Tightrope, Janelle Monae, and Big Boy Still by Eric Roberson. Best R&B Song, Bittersweet by Fantasia. Finding My Way Back, Second Chance by El DeBarge. Shine, The Roots featuring John Legend. Why Would You Stay by Kim. Kim gets ran to the ground on, like I said, the Urban ACs. They love him. You can hear that song multiple times in an hour. I guess people are really feeling Kim. And I used to like Kim, but I feel like all of his songs sound exactly the same. Exactly the same. He may change a chord, maybe a melody, But not really, because it sounds the same to me. And his, I don't know, I used to really dig him, but now not so much. Not so much. And I think I need to get into one of the Grammy nominees. I don't know. I think that may happen right now. I'm surprised that Eric Benet isn't on here. He must not have made the deadline, because that Sometimes I Cry song. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is my joint. My joint. Okay? That's my joint. No? It's not your joint? It's my joint though. And I love it. I think I want to hear some Jasmine Sullivan, because she is that chick. And I've always been a fan since her first album. I mean, this is only her second album, but since I first saw her perform live, I've just been an absolute fan of hers. So I think we'll get right into, you know, some Holding You Down by Jasmine Sullivan. How about that? I have it. I'm proud of myself. So keep it locked to WBNB 87.9 The Biz. We'll talk more about the Grammy nominees. Something funny I heard El DeBarge say the other day, and Bontu Thompson of The Source magazine. So keep it locked to WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Keep it locked.
I cannot find somebody else when I know. Know that you're doing wrong. It's so hard to let go.
Two times.
I done went through just about 2 bags of tissues, baby. And you're looking at me like you ain't the issue, baby. And though I tried to leave, I can't stop missing you, baby. And I keep calling.
You're listening to the smooth seductress of WBNB, Miss Coco Love.
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thanks so much for checking me out. That was Jasmine Sullivan with Holding You Down. Love the song. Love it. And I'm so happy that they gave her a budget for videos, because last album, her videos really looked like I can do them in iMovie. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that they are definitely investing in her. And, you know, I was noticing something the other day, and a lot of R&B chicks, they go on these crazy diets and start changing everything that they are known for, and basically just looking a hot ass mess. And I noticed that she actually, instead of going the crazy diet route, she's basically staying true to herself, and she is just going to be a thick chick and rep for the thick chicks out there, and I love it. So shout out to Jasmine Sullivan for that. And so before the break, I said that El DeBar said something funny. The other day, I went to work and was surprised because there was a lot of, like, brown people in the lobby. And not to be funny, but it's rare. So I happen to step in, off the elevator, and I'm shocked. And I see all these people, and I'm like, what's going on? And El DeBar was there. So, you know, I had to go back into the 80s for a moment, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, El DeBar is here. He was definitely that dude back in the day, and he's made a comeback, and I'm glad that he's, you know, keeping his nose clean and staying out of jail. So, you know, so someone asked him, what else do you do that's really good? And he said, make babies. I have 12 babies. And I was so shocked that he said that, but he's like a real personable person, because he just said it, you know, the only other thing I'm good at is making babies. And I just said, oh, well, all right, because them girls was definitely feeling that light skin back in the day. So shout out to El DeBar for that nominee. Also, let's see who else was nominated. Like I said, Bilal was nominated. That's our special guest, one favorite artist. We know he has some some love for Bilal. Ronald Isley and Aretha Franklin, You've Got a Friend. Okay, that's nice. Soldier of Love by Sade. Lots of good people. And I'm not even upset about the music that came out this year. I think most of it was pretty decent, with the exception of the Whacktastics. But even the Whacktastics, I like. You know, like Wacka Flacka. I kind of like him because he's nice looking. And my homegirl will crack on me forever because I think so. But whatever. You know, everybody can't like what I like. All right, but let me get into some music, because the guests came, and we want to play Fantasia. Bittersweet. So keep it locked to WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Oh. Oh.
Every now and then I still get a flashback of the time I spent thinking you could be that one. Should I have just kept your love? Yes, I understand we didn't have some good times. On the other hand, kept me crying all night. It was too much for my mind. So even though I left you, I can't forget you. 'Cause when I think about you, it's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. Guess I'll always love you. It's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. When we were together, you ain't treat me right. Damn, I really love ya, I ain't gonna lie. Box full of things you gave me. Start to throw it out. Something always stops me. Yeah, I'm not as over you as I say. Oh, deep inside my heart, I made the right decision, but it's kinda hard when your mind is thinking, oh, oh, oh. Did I make a big mistake? Cause when I think of
just gonna get hurt out of this situation. And you just hope it's not you. At times,
part of me wants you, part of me don't. Part of me is missing you, part of me is gone. Part of me is saying that the love is still strong. Part of me is letting go. So even though I let you, can't forget you. Oh, when I think about you, it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. Yes, I'll always love you. It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet.
When we were together, yeah, you ain't treat me right. Oh. Damn, I really love ya. I ain't gonna lie.
Nobody can give it to you like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. What's going on? Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Miss Coco Love. You know, Google me and all that. Shout out to Bonsu Thompson in the building. He got like three mics in front of him. I'm just going to turn them all on.
Definitely a pause.
All right. Are we good? Yes.
We good?
All right.
Cool.
You know, you've been to Baruch before, but I think you weren't on the mic. I think you had some other people with you.
Actually, I was. Actually, pause. Yeah, I definitely was on the mic.
Yo, are you going to do pause?
All day.
Oh, God. All right. So tell the people.
People think pause is like a homophobic thing.
It's not really.
It's really like if you really think before you talk, like you can play pause well. You gotta catch it before you.
I never really catch myself. I always get caught out there.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
This guy's just thinking.
All right, so Bonsu, editor in chief of the Source Magazine. That's what's up.
Is it?
I don't know. You tell me. Is it what's up?
I don't know.
It's
don't
new.
Know.
It's still new.
Yeah,
are you still on cloud nine?
I was never on cloud nine.
No,
actually, nah. It's an extremely difficult situation. I'm happy to. I mean, this is what I do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm in the mag biz. I'm happy to have a magazine to put my, you know, my journalistic imprint on, and you know, kind of shape them. You know, because I'm a mag guy, so it's like I'm always reading magazines and I'm always critiquing. Like they could have did this better, or you know, they mm-hmm. should have did this and all that. So it's, now it's like
your turn.
Yeah, now I can actually, you know, put all my ideas in one pot and serve them to the world. So that's pretty cool.
And so that's where the cultural engineer part comes in.
Yeah, I've always been a cultural engineer.
So how long have you been in the business? If you want to give a brief bio.
I have been making money off of magazines since I was 20 years old. So,
we won't date 13. You.
No, I'm 33.
All right, brother.
I'm okay.
He's doing well for himself. Did you just call my government out?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
I said your government?
Uh-huh. It's all right. Keep going.
Yeah, I know. We took it. I'm supposed to be professional, right? I just met you today. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I've been in the business for 13 years.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for anybody trying to get into the business right now? Do you think that people should be getting into the magazine business right now, given the magazine business is kind of...
Yeah, I would not advise anybody to get into the magazine business if they just for like vogue reasons. Like if you think this is a cool job or just because you mm-hmm. want to be around stars, you know, celebrities, what have you, this is the wrong game to be in, because what the recession did, like everybody thought the recession was a bad thing, and it actually was like, I compare it to like you know, the flood with Noah's Ark.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not bad for everybody. It's bad for the whack people. Like, all of those whack people who had, like, you know, were getting overpaid for meaningless jobs mm-hmm. and weren't doing much, like a lot of those A&Rs and a lot of those labels,
mm-hmm.
a lot of those writers who really weren't writers, they were just, you know, people who can just, you know, put together Q&As and really couldn't form a sentence if they were paid to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they didn't make it.
They got washed to sea. They couldn't get on the arc. So, you know, it kind of, like basically trimmed the fat. of the industry. Okay. So if you're not serious about this and you're not really studying this and studying the greats and trying to get better every day at this craft, then kill yourself.
So what's your take on the bloggers right now? Do you see them as the new journalists?
There are some journalists who blog.
I'm not talking about those. Because those are some friends of ours.
No, I respect a lot of people. Not all my friends. Even some of my friends are whack. I'm just saying. I'm serious. Like, there are some journalists who choose to use blogging, you know, as their conduit.
Because you do have a wider reach, and you can reach more people that way through blogging.
Right.
And it is your opinion. You don't have a...
I mean, it's also very niche, too. I mean, like, everybody has their preferences. Everybody wants to go to their websites. I mean, if everybody goes to work and, like, you know, if you're a person who cruises the net like that, like, you probably have, like, 5 sites you go to every day. Mm-hmm. You know? But if you pick 100 people, those 5 sites are going to vary. So it's very much a niche market. So, you know, that's why it's kind of cool to still put out a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Where, because, you know, it's only going to be 3 to 4 magazines that are going to give you, you know, real hip hop journalism. So, you know, like, you know, so I mean, there are some people some journalists who, you know, still, you know, perform journalism with the integrity and the skill that it deserves. And some people just really playing the game, and they think because you have a flip cam and you can ask some questions, like, they think that's a quality interview and real journalism. They're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you think that there's anything that could resurrect the magazine market, like, say, in 5 years? Because, you know, a whole bunch of magazines folded within the past 2 years. Right. A lot of people lost their jobs, absolutely. And people are still too overqualified to do quote-unquote just regular jobs.
Right.
So what do you see the magazine industry doing within the next 2 years? I know that you just took over at The Source magazine, so, you know, I feel like The Source is growing again. Because it really wasn't doing much for years, because XXL was taking its place.
I don't know if it's just XXL. I mean, I thought everybody was kicking The Source's ass, to be honest with you. It wasn't just XXL. I mean, and that's the thing about why I'm actually, like, really excited about The Source thing. Like I said, I don't want to be misconstrued. Like, I wasn't on cloud nine because I came into a really crazy situation on a number of levels. And those who are close to me know how crazy that situation was. Ah, your boy Waka Faka. Yo, Coco really loves Waka Faka. All right.
Whatever.
You heard of my 106 and Paul?
You know what? He don't have to talk.
He don't have to talk. Or he don't have to speak. Look at you. Y'all deserve each other right now.
Exactly.
See? He don't have to talk. Terrible.
That's it.
Oh, my God. Just look at him, right? You see? And y'all get mad at us because... Yeah, well,
I don't get mad
because we love the girls that on a King cover.
I don't get
mad.
I like King magazine.
You better like King magazine. you have no choice.
Whatever. All right, wait. Let's get into some more music so we can break this up. Something.
You got blow? You ain't got blow?
For you, I was gonna bring it, but you know, like I was telling you.
You mentioned this because I came and blew me up.
Well, but yeah, because he was nominated for a Grammy.
I saw that.
I know that you know. I don't even know.
You saw the Soul Train Music Awards?
No, I didn't.
You said he performed.
He did?
He performed.
Oh, wow. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Since we were talking about this guy, let's just play him.
Let's just play him. How about that?
But not Bilal, though.
Waka Flocka. Oh, my God. All
right, everybody. Keep it locked. WBNB 87.9 The Biz. The one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles.
I go hard in the Waka paint. Leave you stankin'. What the f you thinkin'? I won't die for this. What? I say, front yard, broad day with that. See Gucci, that's a bow, bow, bow. I hang in the Dell with them hit squad. Waka Flocka flame, one hood. Riding real slow, bending corners, my hood. Got a main stick.
got a mistress, a couple of girlfriends. I'm so rich. Keep my and keep me smoking. You get free shouting, no joking. Hey, what I stand for? Brick squad. I'ma die for this shouter, man. I swear to God. In a trap with some hood. Where you at? Where you trap? You ain't hood. Keep 300, put that on my hood. Crips and witness, G's and the Vice Lords. Essays in the meat, no freestyle off the dome. Brick squad, walk a flock of flames, get home. I go hard in the paint. Leave you stankin', what the fuck you thinkin'? I won't die for this shit, I say. Front yard, broad day, with that? See Gucci, that's a. I hang in the Dell with them hit squad. Walk a flock of flame, one hood. Riding real slow, bending corners, my. What's up? What's up? Blank out on that. Make your mama's mama, bitch. You hope you got your switch. You hope you got your switch. You hope your goons is riding with you. They gon' fucking miss you. What a attitude, like he's in Q. When my little brother died, I said, cool. I picked up up and I grabbed some. 2 years later, screaming out, here, Rhonda. If you want the beat, shout it point blank range. I put sleep. Shout it talk is cheap, so watch what you say. Broad day and a hand like legal. I go hard in the paint. Leave you stankin'. What the fuck you thinkin'? I won't die for this. I say front yard, broad day with that. See Gucci, that's a. I hang in the Dell with them hit squad. Walk a flock of flame, one hood. Riding real slow, bending corners, my nigga.
Flock up, walk up, walk up, walk up, walk up, flock up, walk up, walk up, walk up, flock up, flock up, flock up, flock up, walk up, walk up, walk up, walk up, flock up, walk up, flock up, flock up, walk up, walk up, flock up, flame, bridge squad. Yeah,
yeah. Nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. That was Waka Flocka. I guess listening to him and saying his name makes me speak a little bit crazy. It's whatever. Okay? It's whatever. Alright, so aside from doing the journalist thing, what else do you do? Yes, the journalist thing.
Aside from doing the journalist thing. What do you want to know, girl?
What else do you do? What else do you have your hands in? Should I pause that?
Nah, I can't pause that. Nothing wrong with having your hands in some stuff.
All right.
What else do I do? Depends. What part of the night it is. Now,
did he just put his fantastic voice on?
You hear my ears, right? With the IZ. What else do I do? I work with a fantastic artist named Mila Machenko.
Mila!
She has an incredible body of work coming out called Ho Said It Best. It's genius. It's basically, she's using Hov's lyrics. She's using the inspiration that she's received from Ho, mm-hmm. To tell her story.
Oh.
It's ridiculously.
I know.
She sounds so good on it.
I know.
I'm really excited for people to hear it and receive it and digest it and form an opinion.
It's going to be great. And I'm not just saying that because I love Mila.
No, it's
going
to be great.
But Mila Machenko is super freaking talented.
Super freaking talented.
Like, her voice is incredible. Her energy, her knowledge, everything. She's just fantastic.
And you know what else too?
And she has some big ass titties.
Yo, she's got some big.
So shout out to the Tiggle Mini Committee.
Big, all right. Yo, I'm like, why are you still stateside? Like, you should be in Haiti feeding.
Shut up.
And, like, are you kidding me? We can start an entire philanthropic foundation.
You know what? You know what? So shout out to Mila. We love you, Mila. even though she said this was going to be whack.
This
we love her.
Huh?
She said this was going to be whack.
She's a hater. She hates on anything good, so she hates on me, you know? I wish I had more hands.
All right, so let's get back into your career.
My career, right?
Your career, not the journalist thing.
No, not the journalist thing.
You've had plenty of stories. You've done a lot of interviews with major celebrities. Would you ever consider writing a book, like a tell-all from all of your experiences?
Giggity.
Is that in the process right now? And you just...
Nah. Well, yeah, I mean, well, I'm never going to say never. Maybe years later. I mean, I have some pretty interesting stories. My 20s were crazy, actually.
I'm sure.
My 20s were nuts, actually.
You can probably even do, like, a novel, just fiction.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could. That's just not the path right now.
Yeah. You know? Would you ever see yourself writing someone's bio? Like, would you ever...
No, I've written bios for Trey Songz. I've written bios for, like, a number of, like, successful artists.
Okay. Like, a book, though.
Like, a biography, you mean. Biography. Yeah, I could. Yeah, absolutely.
Who would you want to write for?
Oh, Decoded 2. I don't know. I guess my favorite artist, you know, I'm not gonna say the lie. Don't even do it.
I wasn't even gonna say Bilal.
Nah, you know, here's what I would love. I can't even tell you because people listen and they'll bite my idea. But yes, there are. I will answer that question.
No,
there are some artists that I would like to do biography on, but you know, I can't spill that right now.
Right.
I don't want to take any checks off my plate before they get there. You know.
Word.
But yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. You know, I would love. I don't know about any tell-all stuff. I'm super private, so yeah. I don't know if I would do a tell-all, but like your idea though, maybe doing
maybe
like,
not. You know, maybe like, not
a fiction book. You know, just
Bezo was doing
of,
this
based off of yeah my career. Yeah, I can see that.
Because I think it would be a good. I would buy it.
Yeah. Oh, it would be. It would be.
Not because
shit.
You're my homeboy.
Can I curse? No.
Did you just curse?
I know, but I cannot do it again is what I should be asking.
No MF-er.
Oh, no MF-er?
No MF-er.
No problem. I don't even really use that word.
Yeah, nobody uses MF-er.
I'm more of like
a... It's a lost word. Yeah. I mean, that's when you really angry. Yeah. You say...
I'm big on fuck. I'm not the motherfucker. No, that's not really... But the MF-er, no. I'm big on fuck, though. Fuck can be you. I can use that shit as an adjective.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, you know. I'm nice with it. I'm skillful with that word.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. So, all right. Now, a lot of people were talking about Lil Kim, Nicki Minaj, their beef,
really,
or quote unquote beef.
Right.
What's your take on it? I mean, because you are in this business, do you think it's just unnecessary? Lil Kim need to sit her ass down?
Not unless she should sit down. I don't think anybody should sit down. I think you should always be in the march. You should always be active. I just think it's a little corny from both ends. Because number one, it's phony as hell. Like, you know, like this.
You think they sitting behind the scenes eating tea?
No.
Tea?
No. I don't think it's a Kanye 50 thing. What I have a problem with is like it's a number of wrongs. Number one, Nicki came out and gave Kim props because, you know, mm-hmm. she came out basically taking her stab.
Mm-hmm.
You saw on the mixtape, you know, bent over. She basically took the hardcore, you know, art, the Lil Kim's hardcore album art mm-hmm. and did it, you know, for her mixtape. Clearly, you know, trying to run in, you know, Kim's lane. Okay, cool. Kim sees her, Kim's bigs are up in her face. Kim talks shit behind her back. I'm like, that's corny, you know, and phony. Like, you don't mess with her. She's a little, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't mess with somebody, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, whatever.
Pay
like,
them any attention.
Yeah, I'm just going to ignore them. Like, you know, but I'm not going to, like, love them up. Oh, you my dude. Are you my little guy? And then, like, you know, talk crap about you behind your back. Like, I'm not going to do that. So, that's corny on that level. Like, you're already, like, basically a hip-hop legend. Mm-hmm. So, for you to be moving that corny is kind of whack. Your last couple of records were horrible. So the smart thing to do would maybe side with this new girl, being that there's really no other competition for her, so she's probably going to win by default.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Which she's doing. You know? I mean, not to say that she's not good, but there's no competition for her. She's playing solitaire.
That's just true.
Right. So I just think it's just a bunch of bad moves. And then, like, when Nicki finally had enough and went at her, like, it was like, eh. You did it with Eminem. Like, Eminem crushed it. Like, you can't do that with it. Like, you eclipsed your attack on Kim. Mm-hmm. Like, people were just excited that you went at Kim. They weren't really excited what you said. You know what I mean? Like, what did you really say?
This is true.
Get off the pot. You know, like, come on now. So, that's my take on that. That's just, your take? Just kind of corny.
Do you think you would have a feature in the magazine?
Source? On what?
Just hip-hop beefs. I mean, I'm sure that's been done, run into the ground already. Yeah, but really, would you do, like, I'm the really female?
I'm going to do hip-hop beefs. Actually, I'm good with hip-hop beefs. But, because it's usually wrestling. It's not really serious. But it's like my guy, my dude Sean Price. Like, he always just says, like, he's like, yo, I love these rappers, man. But then they talk that stuff. And then they see these guys and they do nothing. Like, just do something. Do something already. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you're going to yap it, man, do it. Like, and that goes for anything. Just do it, you know. And I mean, even in this issue, like this current Source issue, we got, you know, Rick Ross, and he's talking a little bit. He's addressing the whole Young Jeezy thing. Like
they have beef.
Some subliminal beef over the whole BMF record, and you know, like they. You
know, I wouldn't know. My ears aren't to the streets.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's ridiculous because it's corny because nobody's really calling out anybody's name, and nobody really wants to beef. Like, you want to make money, and this really, and like Rick Ross said in this current issue, there's no money in beefing. You know.
Current issue on stands now.
No. On the 14th of December.
On stands December 14th.
You got the early copy, girl.
Oh, I'm special. Shout out to Shayna D, who's featured in the magazine.
Who's that?
My homegirl. She did the Decoded piece with Gene Hampton. So shout out to her since she's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Her show debuts tomorrow, A-List Radio, the Diva Lounge.
That's a great interview, though, actually. It's a really good interview. Honestly, Shayna actually gave me too much stuff. Like, she... No, it was like it was a lot. Like, I had a hard problem. Like, here's a real story, right? I'll let the world into my into the Source office, right? This was supposed to be like a simple interview, like in the back, like in the review section. Mm-hmm. You know, we usually do author Q&As, mm-hmm. or the Source usually does mm-hmm. author mm-hmm. Q&As. So I got Dream, and something told me, like, you know, it's Dream Hampton, like, she deserves more than just a column. But you know, I was like, there's really no space for her. And Shayna brings back like this crazy interview with, like, her talking about, like, you know, her process with Jay, and mentions Diddy, and you know, and her heartbreak with the, you know, the Black Book Everything. Autobiography. And I was just like, yo, this can't be 400 words. Like, we gotta blow this up.
But when you're a fan, you actually go into it more.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened. Do you have that? Has that ever happened to you when you were a fan of someone? You
absolutely.
Just ask a million questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just have to are you ever hurt when you have to chop it down to?
It's painful. That's why I say editing is a real skill, and you learn to become a better editor, you know, as a writer. Because, you know, and my whole thing is, I always tell writers, it's like, you know, like, writers always habitually overwrite. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if you like work, like, writers can never follow word count. No. So if you tell them, like, your story is going to be 1,500 words, like, you know, they will guaranteed it will be at least 1,900 words, right? And what I tell writers, and this is what I've learned, is like, my words are dear to me. So it's like, I would much rather, it's like, when I feel like I can't chop anymore. And it's like, say my word count is 1,500, then I got 1,700 words. And it's like, all right, 200 words will be cut from your story. Do you want to cut it, or do you want somebody else to cut it? So so that's my motivation. Like, all right, I got to find it. So you just prioritize a story. And, like, yeah. you know.
So what's your process like for you when you're writing?
When I'm writing?
Do you ever have moments of writer's block? Do you
Yeah.
Do you have to go in a zone and not speak to anyone for, like, weeks, days, months?
Yeah, I disappear.
Go under a rock?
Yep, absolutely.
And so what's your process like when you're trying to find those words to put on paper?
What's my process?
Yeah.
It's no calculated process.
What is it that you always go to? Something that never fails you? Or is it just...
No.
Sometimes it just comes Prospect to Park. You?
Prospect Park.
Just Prospect go for Park, a walk?
Remy Martin. You know, like... Yeah.
Clear your mind.
Yeah,
get your mind fuzzy. Else.
Yeah, like, you know, like, sometimes I'll just, like, I mean, I you know, I live in Brooklyn, so I'll just, in the middle of the day, I'll just, I mean, you know, I've been independent for so long, mm-hmm. and, like, now I have an office job, I miss my part. But, you know, like, I would usually just, like, middle of the afternoon, like, or it can be middle of the night, like, whenever, like, I feel like I need to, like, kind of, like, just let go of whatever I'm thinking about and just kind of like...
Do you keep a pen and pad next to your on your nightstand?
How do you know I have a nightstand?
I mean...
You let everybody know you've been in my bedroom, huh?
Wow. Most people have a nightstand, though. Maybe you have some, I don't know, I really don't have a nightstand.
But
on your other pillow?
I keep a night, on your floor?
I
keep a pen and pad everywhere in my house. To be honest with you, like, I'm always jotting shit down, and it's in my BlackBerry too. Like, yeah. I'm always like, people are always like, you're always in your BlackBerry. Like, people, I'm not like
BBMing. I have so many notes on my BlackBerry.
I've written half of an entire feature in my BlackBerry.
It's wonderful.
Like, I've done research in my BlackBerry.
I have a long train ride, so whenever I have something on my mind, if I know I want to blog or something, which is rare, because I'm not a writer, I can write.
Right.
I'm too lazy to really. But that's not really what I wanted. I'd rather talk. That's why I have the show.
No, that's why you're here, right?
Yeah. So,
I'd rather not talk.
Yeah. So I have my BlackBerry when I do have something going on, and I just start tapping away. People are probably like, "This chick is on the train underground.
Yeah, what is she doing? Going in, right?
I'm going in. Like, focus. And the next thing I know, I'm on the bus stop.
I've been on my BlackBerry on the train, like, just going in, like, writing some shit, and then, like, I see people looking at, like, "Yo, he has he have a signal?" And I'm like, I don't. Like, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
People are like, you got a signal in here? I'm like, all right, first of all, I don't know you, but no.
All right, so do you think you'll stay in hip hop forever? As far as writing is concerned?
Oh, no. Nah. I mean, I'm
have you written, what other publications have you written for outside of hip hop?
Details. I do a lot of sports writing. A lot of basketball writing.
Sports tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yo,
yeah,
I'm have. So sad no, I, that I, I'll be missing that game. Yeah, I got, know it's gonna be pretty you got friggin' 10
minutes,
epic. You got
10 minutes. But yeah, LeBron and the Cleveland
goes
fans.
Back to the Cavs.
Somebody gonna spit on him? I think somebody's gonna spit.
Yo, I don't know. They may throw meds. I don't know.
Like gorilla feces at him.
What's crazy is somebody on my BlackBerry was counting down, and I'm like, what's he counting down to? Like, I'm thinking it's his birthday or something real monumental for him. It's the damn game. Heat, yeah. Cavs game.
Absolutely.
And I saw that it starts at 8 o'clock tonight, and I'm just like, this sucks.
It's about to go
down. I have
down.
To work tonight.
It's about to go down. You gotta work tonight?
Yeah. So after I leave here, I have to run.
Right. He working double shifts today.
I tell you.
It's the grind.
It is what it is. I'm trying to be where you at, B.
Ah. high blood pressure. And that's what you want? That's what you want?
Oh, boy. All right. So let's play a song right quick.
Now yeah. Below?
No.
No? Hater.
No. I'm sorry. But I want to hear, let's hear this song, and then I'll talk about this chick when we come back. And keep it locked, WBMB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles.
Walk up.
What's your name? My name is Kerry. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking in my dairy. And you can stay, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a swisher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you want, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Kerry. I'm so very fly. Oh my.
ask him. Get yourself together, don't hate.
Never do it.
Jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Don't never do it.
I could talk about it cause I know that I'm pretty. And if you know it too, then ladies, can you be mad?
Oh, don't hate when I walk in. No question that this girl's a 10. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful. I walk my talk the way I trip. It's not my fault, so please don't trip.
You're listening to the smooth seductress of WBMB, Miss Coco Love.
WBMB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. We're about to wrap it up.
How?
An hour flies.
Always wrap it up.
Yes.
Especially when you're late.
Always wrap it up.
Always wrap
it up. I didn't even mention that yesterday was World AIDS Day. Every day should be World AIDS Day. You need to definitely protect yourself from everything, not only pregnancy. But there are a lot of other things out there that can kill you, other than your kids.
Waka.
No,
Waka.
That was too much. I did have another question. Your magazine collection.
Oh wow.
How crazy? Do you have a room for your magazines? Is it a?
You've been in there. You see my nightstand, so I mean, you should know.
I don't know anything how your layout of your apartment is or anything.
It's a mansion, baby. It's not an apartment. It's
oh,
a mansion.
Excuse me. Exactly. See?
What else would the editor-in-chief of the store
say? If I would have known it was a mansion.
You knew I had a nightstand. How do you know I have a nightstand before I know I have a mansion?
I don't know. I figured most people had a nightstand or something to put their ish on the side of their bed.
One nightstand. No, I don't have one nightstand.
So do you have a room for your magazines?
Two nightstands. No, I have a lot of magazines everywhere. I just did some purging though.
How hard is it for you to like get rid of it?
Super hard. Yeah. First of all, I learned like hoarding is in my DNA. Like
you
my grandmother. My grandmother was a hoarder. My mother is a hoarder, and I realized like I am also, and also like I'm a
mag. But is it a hoarder to the extent of the show hoarders, or is it just they
no,
have
I'm not
a lot of things?
I've never watched that show. I'm sure my level of hoarding doesn't warrant a show, but I'm definitely bad. It's hard. It's really hard for me to let go of magazines. Like,
me
if
too.
I find one article in an entire magazine I love,
I will keep it.
The entire magazine.
Yes. I have my School Days is my favorite movie.
Right.
And Vibe did, I guess it was their anniversary for the movie.
Okay.
And I kept that issue. Okay. For they had the whole, like, they interviewed the actors from back then. They had the story of what was going on. And awesome. I kept it. And I keep
Shout
magazines.
Shout out to Vibe. Shout
I still buy home. Magazines. I love magazines.
What do you think about Vibe?
I like the new Vibe. I was a little bit, I don't know. I think I just felt some kind of way about the paper. The way it felt,
because
it wasn't glossy, and I was used
that's
to the
really
glossy
paper,
but I know they use expensive paper, but I wasn't used to it. But I do like that they have the two covers
right absolutely
when it does come out, and I'm still a subscriber.
Okay.
Because I was a subscriber to magazines.
Dope.
Like I wasn't just
dope
a lender
right
and I had two subscriptions, so Shayna would always get a copy.
Who's a Shayna person?
You know what? You're gonna stop.
Oh no, the Dakota girl.
The reporter.
Yeah. I think that's her. That's her first.
That's her first.
First story ever, right? She's not even a real like. She's like a blogger or something. What does she?
She's not a blogger.
What does she do?
She's a radio media
maven.
Maven.
She's a media maven.
Oh, now he know.
I know.
Now
he
knows
her
signature.
It just came back.
You know what? Shut your face.
Shout out to Shayna D.
Shout out to Shayna D. Yes.
I think I met Shayna here.
You might have. Might have. Our circle is so small.
Huh?
Our circle is so small. You could have met her at that point.
Who knows? All you crazy girls.
All those crazy people. All right, so do you have any parting words for Coco lovers?
Coco lovers?
Yeah, that's what I call the two people that listen to the show.
The Coco lovers.
You know,
that is funny.
I know, I gotta throw a little something.
I don't know. Buy the new issue of The Source when you see it on the stands. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and it's really
how
good.
How can people find you if they want to find you?
Damn. Did Isis want me to give her number up?
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't, right? Mm-hmm.
Are you on Twitter?
At Dreams. Oh, real. That's Dream.
That's easy.
That's Dream with a Z, the letter R, another R, E-A-L. Dreams are real.
Dreams are real on Twitter.
Holla at me.
That's how you can
let
find
me know
him.
What's up.
Don't send him whack music though.
Yeah, please stop that, people, with that.
Don't send me whack music either, because I'm gonna block
that. Stop that. Please don't do that.
I block people that send me unsolicited music.
Yeah. So yeah, I appreciate you having me though. I'm gonna go watch this game, and you didn't have any vodka for me.
Sorry.
The deal was my issue for your vodka, but you don't have any, so
you're not taking the issue back though.
I'm not a European giver. I'm not gonna take it back, so.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you came through.
No, thank you for having me.
No problem. Okay. And everybody, I guess there's another show starting. They're late as usual. But I gotta
go.
What
show starting?
It's Universal Mind Control.
What's that? Isn't that
a music
common
show.
Album?
That was. Okay. That was. But this is a show
common
here
song?
On WBNBradio.com.
Cool. I'm going to go now.
You're going to go.
I'm going to go now. I'm going to watch. I'm going to go get
watch the
some
Heat
drinks
Cavs game.
That you didn't have for me. And then I'm going to go watch the game. Cool.
Cool.
You should have like
coming.
Chocolate treats up here or something. Like
I
you
should.
Have this whole Coco Love thing, and there's nothing lovely or chocolate up here.
Except for me.
Well, I mean, you know. But I mean, you know, I already had
that's
you.
Enough.
You know how my nightstand looks.
Here we
so.
Go. Here we go.
So,
put
you know.
Mic off. Here you go. All right, everybody, thank you so much for checking us out. This is the Coco Love Chronicles. Next week is the annual. Well, not even the annual, because it's the first one. So it's the holiday show. I have a celebrity chef coming through. She's going to have some very nice holiday-esque relationship type recipes, you know, if you're single on the holidays, or even if you're made it up on the holidays. And blogger, journalist, and Slim Samuel from Naked with Socks On, he will be here next week for the holiday show. Might have a DJ. It's going to be kind of nice, and I might even have some snacks for the holiday show. And everybody stay tuned for everything, and just love yourself. Love, you know, if you're not with anybody, love yourself. You know, love the one you're with. You're with yourself, so love yourself. And if you haven't gotten tested for HIV/AIDS, you might want to go do so. If you're a student at Baruch, you can go to the medical center and you can get tested for free. I still have my Baruch ID, so I'm going to see if I can use that to get tested for free, seeing as I'm a freelance worker and don't have insurance. So but I was tested, so I know my status. But you know, it's always good to be tested again. But everybody, just be safe, and I'll see you guys next week on the holiday show. Keep it locked, WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles.